It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
You waiting for me to press a button?
Or talk. It's your call.
You are out of your damn little pea-sized mind.
It's your show.
I was just thinking. You really, really did catch me thinking. I was just lost in thought. We have so much effing crap going on this show today.
We do.
We are spinning a lot of plates here. I want to thank Claire and Don's Beach Shack, 130 North Washington Street in Falls Church, Virginia, for bringing by the delicious food today. You can call them at 703-532-WAVE or visit them at www.claireanddons.com. Delicious vittles today. We
get
thank
that
them for
pasta. That pasta's good.
You can get on the line to talk to us right now at 877-365-3636. AOL Bethann McBride. Our instant message is Mike O WJFK. Or go to our website, see the before and after pictures of Bethann and any other photos that we have on the show each and every day. Click on Mike, download our podcast, and post your thoughts. Email us anytime you feel like it. How are we doing with MikeOMaraShow.com? How are they doing with that? Are they chugging right along with that?
It'll be here before you know it.
All right. We're very excited about this. We've got a lot going on simultaneously. This is either going to be a very, very quick break or a long break.
Okay.
Because the guy that is the super delegate, his name is Stephen Ibarra. Uh-huh. He is selling his vote for $20 million, and he says that he can only come on at a specific time. So we're going to do our best to accommodate him. We'll see if we can get him on.
Right.
Maybe we can, maybe we can't, because we also have to have the mothers come in at the end of this
break
and vote on the first person who's going to be eliminated. And you know, when you're talking about moms who are 7.5, 8.5 months pregnant, and hormones are raging, there might be some tears.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with that.
At least we're hoping.
But without further ado, let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, our own Buzz Burbank will be reading the lyrics for you. Buzz, what do you have for us today?
Well, I actually have some choices if you'd like to help me decide whose lyrics to read.
Now, you do this, and nobody does it like you do it.
I appreciate that. That's very kind of you to say.
Well, you're a talented man.
I've chosen three of my favorite poets, Nelly.
Oh, very nice.
Adamant.
Right.
And Britney Spears.
What drew you to Adamant? I'm just curious. That's so obscure.
No, I can't tell you. You just have to pick by artist.
Okay,
what are the choices again?
That would be Nelly, Adamant, or Britney Spears.
I think it's clear.
I think it is too, Nelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with Nelly.
It is.
Right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to need some mood music.
Once again, we present Mr. Buzz Burbank, multi-talented, and Buzz reads the lyrics. Please enjoy at home.
This is Nelly featuring Fergie, but without the Fergie. From the hit tune Party People, currently number 42 on your Billboard Hot 100.
Very good.
Thank you.
Let's go. St. Louis. Yeah. Let's go. I told you I'm gonna change the game. L.A. all day. They can't, you boy. I get money. You MFers ain't ready. Where are my party people at? Where are my party people at? Where are my party people at? Where are my party people at?
Nelly actually puts the lyrics on the back of his albums, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Very just good. Walked through the door.
Yes.
What's it going to be?
What is wrong with you?
I can't get to the floor. Girls all over me.
Oh.
Where are my party, pa-party, pa-party people at? Where are my party, pa-party, pa-party people at? It's Nelly coming straight up out the loo. And all you new edition rappers better cool it now.
Rappers.
Before I make a fool of y'all.
You're so white.
Paper stacked as tall as Yao Ming. Look at the bling. Settings and rings. Looking like basketballs. Where are my party people at? Where are my party people at? Where are my party people at? Where are my party people at?
Oh. Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, wow. The poetry of Nelly.
Lovely, oh, really lovely.
I want more. I want
I do
more.
Too.
What else is on the docket for today, Buzz? What
do
we have?
You know, if you want to keep going, like I said, I have Adamant, I have Britney Spears.
Let's go with Britney Spears. I think I'd like to get a lady's perspective. You know, I just don't. I'm not totally satisfied after hearing
Nelly. Cleanse the palate.
Yeah, so let's get a palate cleanser right now. Buzz Burbank and Britney Spears, ladies and gentlemen.
Her song "Email My Heart."
I like the way now. If this was television, Buzz is looking like he's out of a 1930s radio play.
Exactly.
Like hand up to the ear and the whole nine yards.
By the great poet Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
It's been hours. Seems like days since you went away. And all I do is check the screen to see if you're okay.
That's hot.
You don't answer when I phone. Guess you want to be left alone. So I'm sending you my heart, my soul, and this is what I'll say. I'm sorry. Oh, so sorry. Can't you give me one more chance to make it all up to you? Email my heart and say our love will never die. I know you're out there, and I know that you still care. Email me back and say our love will stay alive forever. Email my heart. I can see you in my mind, coming on the line.
Welcome to hell.
And opening this letter that I've sent 100 times. Here's a picture of us two.
Woo!
I look so good on you.
Oh, dear.
And can't you please forgive me for the hurt I put you through?
Yeah.
Email my heart forever. Email my heart.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Bergman.
So double dose there for you.
Oh, fantastic! And I for one, Rob, I like the rappers. That's what I always look forward to.
We'll have metal. Nice. We'll hit all the genres before this is over.
All right, let's get the mothers in here. We are on a time clock right now.
Must move.
We have to get our very first elimination of the day on Big Mother. All mothers today are competing for $1,000 American. $1,000 on the line today. This is very, very exciting. And Beth Ann is bringing me the list. Very good. Are they all down here, Beth Ann?
Almost.
We're talking about Hillary.
Tell them to run.
Amy, Jenny, Mandy, and Laura.
Uh-huh.
All right. Very good. And I like the way Beth Ann wrote a card out for me. Look at this. Welcome, blank. You've spent some time with the other mothers.
Uh-huh.
Who would you like to offer up for elimination and why?
Feel free to ad lib.
Well, that's very nice, Beth Ann. That's exactly what we have to ask them, because they've only spent a very, very brief time with each other, and, you know, this has to happen quickly. There's no other way around it.
But, you know, we spent even less time with them.
Now we're going to bring in Hillary first. Yeah, the way this is going to work. What do you have there, Beth Ann?
This is going to be the actual receptacle for their room.
Oh, it's the box.
Okay.
This is what you, like Jeff Probst, you know.
We're going to do that at the end?
That's
or
at
we're
the
do
end,
that
yeah, but I want you to see it.
Like a treasure chest.
I painted it.
That's very cool.
You didn't paint it.
It's nice. I wish we had that. Oh, wow.
We had that same box at the appearance.
Think of the Maya party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very exciting. All right,
a
now.
A lot of potty breaks for these ladies.
Well, they have to go.
There's pressure.
Are you going
to
be
about to drop pup? That's the way it's supposed to work.
Drop pup.
How is Matt doing? And also, Matt is hurting them.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Matt is hurting them, which means it's going to be even slower.
You haven't used the phrase dropped a pup since Jackie Stallone came
yeah,
by.
Yeah, dropped a pup. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bill. I was wondering if they were crediting the artist or the writer of the lyrics.
Yes, have you done that much research on whether this is true or not?
As far as I'm concerned, they're all poets, and I acknowledge them as such.
I should mention that all of our mothers today will receive a $50 gift card from ProFlowers.com, also a pregnancy massage, and our first runner-up will get a LG V phone, the official phone of Iron Man from Verizon Wireless. We are awaiting Hillary.
I thought
she is
this
our very first
attention.
Mom.
Why does Iron Man need a phone?
Now, we met these ladies very briefly.
Casey Rusts.
Buzz and Rob and myself, and we have our favorites. This is just like watching the show.
It is.
Very difficult for you at home because it's not the television, so.
I've got good news.
Yes, what's that?
They've just left the ladies' room, and they're in the elevator.
Okay, so this was the ladies' room upstairs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
they
sorry.
Have to go, every time they pass a bathroom, they've got
were
to
were they
use
all
it.
In there together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they
that's
really do.
That's sexy.
Beth Ann, you've spent more time than we have with these ladies. Do you have a particular favorite?
Yeah.
And you don't have to say it on the air. Just point to the one that... I'll point to the one that Buzz and Rob and I all agreed is the handful.
Yeah.
Why is that? Are you surprised?
Yeah. Oh, it's unanimous?
You too?
I made sure that she read all the rules and signed every line.
Yeah, that could be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the other contestants are picking up on this.
We'll find out.
Well, we certainly don't want to rush them, even though they're here right now. Let's bring in our very first mother.
Hey, look,
hi, CK.
It's CK.
That's right.
He's fun.
Make sure you don't stay too close to CK. He'll get you pregnant again. He'll get you pregnant while you're pregnant.
Double pregnant.
Hi, Hillary.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
Hi.
Welcome very much. Now, you have spent some time with the other mothers. How is the mood up there? Have you noticed that anybody maybe was sneaking off? Don't mention names here. Was anybody kind of appearing more friendly than anybody else? Did you smell a rat when you were up there?
No.
Standoffish? Anybody standoffish?
No,
anybody on edge?
No, everyone's pretty friendly.
Moody?
Still.
It's
now,
tense.
Hillary, did anybody mention the immunity challenge to you that we're going to have you run
no.
the stairs?
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
The stairs? No.
I'm
no.
kidding. Just trying to have a little fun, folks.
Now I'm going to go into labor. No,
that's all we have. Obviously, you have some favorites and you have some not-so-favorites, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Aren't women like that, though? I mean, you can figure out right away. You go to a party at somebody's house.
You know.
You know when somebody's
you
like,
you know.
Meow, meow. But you're enjoying the experience, right?
Yeah, it's great.
You're not experiencing any contractions, are
no,
you?
No, I'm good right now.
And you're, how do you feel? Do you feel confident that you might be able to walk home with $1,000?
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous.
No, that's the way you should feel.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
good.
Really, I'm feeling edgy, right. A little bit.
Now,
edgy.
Bethann, they're allowed to give us their vote because the other ones can't hear. Come in here and tell me if it's okay for Hillary to say her vote out loud.
All good. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh,
wow.
I'm sorry. That was so rude. I want to thank Claire and Don's Peach Shack for that burp.
Bet I know how it tasted.
Yeah, that's a groupery.
Yeah.
Fresh blackened grouper.
Lobstery.
What cravings do you have? I didn't even ask you that with your pregnancy. Do you have any particular cravings?
Ice cream.
Yeah. You know, I'm not even pregnant, and I'm craving that right now.
Some ice cream, some gnocchi.
Breyers mint chocolate chip.
All right.
Yeah, with eggs on top.
No.
All right, you spent some time with the other mothers. It's time for you to vote. Hillary, who do you think should be eliminated from the big mother house? I wanted to say that all day. From the big mother house. Who's your vote?
It's hard, but...
Of course it's hard. Take your time.
I'm going to go with Jenny.
Jenny.
Oh, I think that's a strategic vote.
Yes, write down. It sounds like maybe an alliance to me. All right, Hillary.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to Tribal Council.
Thank you, Hillary.
Appreciate it. There she goes. Catwoman.
Me,
so
yeah.
Sweet on the outside, but evil.
Yeah, could be.
These women aren't pulling any punches at all. They're not hesitating one little bitty bit.
They say they're all nice.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm nice. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Here comes another big mother.
Let's bring in Amy. Ah. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You were the one that was experiencing some contractions before?
Oh, they're small little pains.
You sound like that doesn't faze you, though,
no,
right?
No, because I've had them for about 2.5 weeks.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
When's your due date?
6/5 or 6/6.
June 6th or June 5th.
6/6, okay. It would be the semi-Christ.
6/6. When is, did you say you're expecting a boy or a girl?
A girl.
A girl. Uh-huh. Okay, so that rules out little Damien, then.
Damiette.
Right, Damiette. Demiette. Okay. How are you doing with all the other ladies? Have you noticed anything? Anything you've observed that's a little unusual? Anything strange?
Not really.
No irritating habits.
Everybody getting along okay?
Yeah.
Odors. Well, so you think, but I've already gotten a vote from Hillary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. Are you prepared to give us your vote for elimination?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenna. Mm.
Jenny?
Is it Jenny?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Jenny.
Appreciate it, Emmy. Thank you, Amy. Almost said Emmy.
I'm shocked that strategy has entered the game so early.
Is that two?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who's next on your list, Mike?
Jenny.
Jenny would be
Jenny
next.
Is next.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Be interesting to see who she says.
Oh.
Hi, Jenny.
Wow. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Hot Stuff. What's going on?
How are you?
Good.
How you doing in there?
I really like everybody, so it's going to be so hard.
Good.
Very, very difficult, I would imagine.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, because how's everybody getting along back there?
Everybody's super nice. Like, we're all getting along.
Nobody's stuck up or anything like that?
No, I'm sorry. No. I like everybody.
Okay, but even though you like everybody, and I'm surprised to hear that, because, you know, we thought that maybe there'd be some catfights by now, but everybody seems to be getting along very well.
Yep.
You spent some time with the other mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like to offer up for elimination from the big mother house? Will it be Hillary, Amy, Mandy, or Laura?
I'm going to say the one that's having the twins, only because I haven't gotten to know her as much.
That would be Laura?
Yeah, Laura.
Laura.
Just don't know her.
That's it, though? Just did you pick that number out of thin air, kind of randomly?
No, it's just thought, I mean, I got to know the other ladies more.
Right.
So
you have a history.
Right. Or, you know, she didn't get a lot of FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
She's the unknown.
All right,
yeah,
very good.
So.
Okay, well, thank you.
Was using a character voice.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny. Let's get our next mom in here. Mandy. We're looking for Mandy.
Oh, they can't come through the door at the same time.
No, gosh. There's a traffic problem.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, this is very interesting. You know,
isn't
this
it,
is
though?
Probably the toughest elimination is the first one.
Yeah.
Because you kids have barely gotten to know each other, you know?
Right.
How are people doing on the island?
Everybody's very cordial at this point.
Very cordial. Mm-hmm. Do you smell any kind of rat
there
at all?
There are definitely smells up in that room.
Really? So you
literally.
Well, you know what? This is the first honest answer. You think there might be some stuff going on?
I know there were smells in the room.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, then let's get right to it because we do have to bring on the superdelegate here. Without further ado, Mandy, who do you think should be eliminated?
Jenny.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Very good. All right. That's it. Let's bring everybody back in here. We don't need Laura. Bring them all back in, right?
We should have Laura just cast her vote.
We need
All right, real quick. Right. Let's bring her back in here.
See who Laura would vote for.
Laura? Sorry, Laura. We're going rapid fire right here. No time to talk. No time to ask you. Laura, who are you going to vote for? Who needs to be eliminated?
I guess you don't need my vote from what?
We really don't. No, we don't.
But
you have to do it technically. Who would you vote for?
I'd have to say Amy.
Amy. Okay, very good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Let's bring you all back in.
You can stay.
And don't forget, whoever is voted off gets to stay here and be on the final jury.
That's right.
Very good. It's very exciting. Let's bring them all back in here.
Surprising results.
Come on, Matt.
In the first round, I think.
They're galloping down the hall.
What we would have expected.
You have to do what? Yeah, you get the other guy on the line. That's it. All right. Now, you know the way this game works.
We're
so you're all
one.
Playing the game. We're missing a lady. Somebody going to the bathroom again?
Somebody voted themselves off.
All right.
Missing one, Matt.
Matt.
He lost one.
God damn it, Matt.
She's
I'm on a time schedule. Oh, perfect. Perfect.
It's the pressure of pregnancy.
What?
She's here.
She's here?
She's
all right,
here.
Very good.
Very good.
Number one or
right.
number two?
Very interesting. I have to say first,
I'm
before
kidding.
We make this
Let's
announcement, I have to say, all of you said you got along with each other. Nobody
yes,
really was.
That's
there,
right.
there was not a bad word said about anybody.
True.
So I think you actually pulled this out of thin air, and I have no idea what you based it on, but the first person eliminated from the Big Mother house is Jenny. Jenny, it's you. I'm terribly sorry.
Wow.
Step up to the microphone, Jenny. Jenny, I will tell all of you other cat women that Jenny more than, and this is the truth, more than anybody else, Jenny had the nicest things to say about everybody.
That's true.
And that is
That's
the truth.
True.
And about the way everybody was getting along. She was, you all had nice things to say,
mm-hmm.
but Jenny had seriously the most pointedly nice things to say.
Specifically nice.
Jenny, are you shocked?
Yeah, but I mean, it's cool. I mean, everybody here needs the prize money, and we're all having babies. And
right.
Best of luck to everybody.
See how sweet she
what
is?
What a gracious
I hope
winner.
You ladies feel good about yourselves. Everybody get out of here.
And
thank you very much.
Everybody gets prizes.
Go back to your special room. Jenny, you got to hang in there because you're going to be on the final jury.
Right.
Okay.
And you all get prizes, and you're a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I love you. I would not have voted for you.
Neither would I.
I would have picked you to win.
Not a chance. It's
I'll
Matt's fault.
I love you guys, too.
We love you, Jenny.
Thank you. Sorry,
Jenny. That is BS.
It is, isn't it?
That is complete
BS. We're surprised.
BS.
We would not have voted that way.
Right, there
although,
we go.
Although I do think that her...
good Lord.
No danger of her kids going hungry.
Yes, to all those ladies. Oh, yeah.
Peace be with you.
All of them looked really, really good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's some intensity, Mike.
All right. Well, here's what I was doing this Chinese fire drill here because the bottom line is they tell me the superdelegate we're supposed to talk to, Stephen Ibarra from uh-huh. Sacramento,
right.
was supposed to be on at
5:05. Oh, 5:05.
Exactly.
Oh, oh,
no,
wow.
I was not ahead of the game here.
Oh.
You were
and
dead
so
on.
Now we are waiting. They said, I mean, specifically, that's when he's coming on.
What do you want to do?
I want to see what's happening. Beth Ann's going to come in. What do you want to do?
Doesn't seem like the thing to say.
Just chill out, eat some nuts, Buzz. Everything's going to be under control here, no problem.
If I can help, let me know.
All right, I think we're getting him on the line right now. They're typing his name in there.
Mm-hmm.
I see Stephen up there. Here's the deal with this guy, Stephen Ibarra. Saw a news story on him today. He is one of the often spoken about super delegates.
Exactly.
Wow. And he is a guy that is offering his vote up for sale for $20 million.
I
saw this guy
in
the...
Mike.
Now that looks like it's... we got the guy on hold
his
right now?
His vote's plural.
Let's see if we got him on the line here. Hello, Stephen.
You got me on hold. You got me on national radio.
How are you, Stephen?
Any better, I'd have to be under arrest.
I tell you, you know, I heard that you're selling your vote for $20 million. I saw you on a little local news store out there. You were also going on Fox News. I know you're on a tight schedule. But the reason I wanted to get you on the show, sir, is because you are from our number one affiliate, Sacramento, California,
yeah.
KHTK.
Yay.
And we know how we are beloved out there on the Mike O'Mara Show. Stephen, what the hell are you doing?
Well, real simple, Mike.
Okay, tell me about it.
How many Mexican-Americans are there out there in the universe?
Mexican-Americans.
That nobody's paying attention to.
Okay.
And the answer is a lot.
Right.
And the answer has been a lot for too long.
Mm-hmm. You think this, now let me stop you right there, because I do want to have, I have some serious questions about this. This to me, you know, obviously is a bit of a stunt for you to draw attention to your cause, which is the plight of Mexican Americans in the United States. Am I right about that?
No, actually, it's something I've been talking about for 8 years, and it's something I've been talking with the campaigns about for the last year, and the AP Wire finally picked it up, which means that all of a sudden you guys picked it up.
Well, I picked it up because I did see you today, and I heard you talking about Mexican Americans, Stephen. My question is, though, don't you think that as far as being a superdelegate, that you kind of owe it to the constituents, the people that have put you in this position of power, to really follow the system, and instead of really, it's almost like you're making a mockery of it.
Represent your constituency.
I am representing the constituency. The constituents I'm representing are the people of the state of California who elected me.
Okay, who, what?
Who give millions and millions of dollars to the DNC, who continuously lose elections because nobody goes out and asks voters who are the swing voters to register to vote and then teach them how to vote.
True.
Now, That's the reality of life.
Now, the Hispanic population, they're concerned about that. Let me interrupt. Hold on a second.
Let me finish.
All right.
On the other hand, there's a tremendous number of constituencies who get direct funding by the DNC and by the coordinated campaigns to go out and do exactly what I'm talking about.
Why is it $20 million, though? Why $20
million? $20 million is the minimum that we need. Let me tell you where the numbers come from. We have, between now and November, about 1 million Mexican-American kids that are going to turn 18. It costs about $10 a vote, regardless of who you're registering, to register voters. That's just the exigent cost.
So you're talking about getting this $20 million in order to register Mexican-American Democrats, to get them into the system, and you're saying if you don't have that money, that these people are going to slip through the cracks and they're not going to be part of the system.
Absolutely.
And you really
and we see that historically. In the Kerry campaign refused to spend any money on this constituency. And they set a goal of 65% of Mexican American voters that they were going to try and get to vote for them. You know what happened? They lost.
Right.
And they lost in states like New Mexico where they had won before.
Mm-hmm.
They lost in big time in Colorado in a state which was very close. The reality
isn't this, Stephen, illegal? I mean, on the surface, I would look at this. One of the reporters asked you a similar question today, and you said this actually, in a behind-the-scenes way, in the back room, the back parlors, that maybe this kind of crap goes on all the time.
It does go on all the time.
Explain that, because that's a serious accusation.
Are you a gun owner?
I am not a gun owner.
I'm a gun owner.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I get? I get targeted mail by people who say, "Dear gun owner, we want you to vote for John Doe because he believes in the same things that you believe in."
Mm-hmm.
African Americans get targeted mail because they're African American.
Mm-hmm.
Women get targeted mail because they're women. Labor people get targeted mail because they're in labor. You know who doesn't get targeted mail?
Mexican Americans.
Bingo.
Mexican American. We have a nice song about
this.
It's done by
Cheech
Marin.
Yeah, I love that song.
Mexican Americans. I got to ask you something. What is your background, Stephen? Are you a local legislator? I mean, what do you do? Have you been elected to office?
I'm actually elected to the DNC by good Californian Democrats and people that are concerned. They're members of the Democratic State Central Committee. I'm a native Californian, born and bred.
Okay.
How many delegate votes do you hold, Stephen?
Just one. That's
okay.
All.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Superdelegates sometimes have more than one.
Do superdelegates have more than one?
No. Only one.
Okay.
Every superdelegate only has one vote.
Can I ask a question about a superdelegate?
Sure.
Do you wear a cape?
I do wear a cape. You know, and if you saw the New York Post headline, they call me Super Latino. And in fact, I have a cape.
Let me ask you a question, Stephen. Why you hear about a lot of Mexican Americans, a lot of Latinos in general, that went for Bush and might go for McCain this election? Is that because they feel ignored by the Democratic Party? And are the Republicans? You can't tell me the Republicans are paying more attention to the Mexican Americans.
They absolutely are. He's got his campaign in full swing. He's out there campaigning like crazy, and his line is real simple. I'm not going to demagogue the Mexican-American voter because of a problem with illegal immigrants. And, you know, that says a lot. It says, like, you know what, we're not going to beat on you. Wow, isn't that a concept?
And how much, now, besides media attention, obviously this is the kind of story that, you know, I saw this, I wanted to get you on the show. How much do you think this will do for your cause among the Democrats? You know you're not going to get $20 million. Now they can't do it because it would be very transparent if they did. But, I mean, do you see yourself? What's that?
I wouldn't accept that premise.
You really think you can get $20 million? Come on. Now, you don't think you can get $20 million from either Hillary or Barack at this stage of the game, especially now that you've gone public with it?
Well, here's the reality, is that if we have a commitment for dedicated funding, that is to say that both campaigns say, you know what, we agree that we'll do dedicated funding for this process, then you know what we get? We get the ability to give money and be able to spend it in our own community.
And are you going to take this to the convention? Will we hear about you at the Democratic National Convention? And do you think this has improved? Because obviously your profile has improved. Do you think we'll see you, you know, trying to further this cause at the convention?
I'm happy to go all the way to the convention, uncommitted, until somebody talks about the realities of this campaign.
Do you have anybody that, you know, you don't have to tell us, but do you have anybody that you're kind of leaning to that you think is the better candidate?
Tom Cruise. Show me the money.
Okay. You know what? You know, I like you, Stephen. You're a cool guy, and I kind of dig what you're doing. And obviously, you're getting a lot of. What are you going on the Fox News channel right after this?
I've got somebody calling me. I'm not sure who.
Yeah. Say hi to Shepard Smith for us. We appreciate it. And and keep listening to us out in Sacramento, okay?
Good luck with your cause.
Thank you much. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Stephen.
Good talking with you.
All right. Bye-bye. That's kind of neat. I like that. You know, hey, he's doing it. You know, immediately,
like it.
He's getting the splash. He's
Good
getting the media spotlight and says some stuff that I didn't have any idea about. All right. We're going to take a short break. They have to do it all over again.
Uh-huh. I know.
It was cutthroat in that first round.
Time already to vote off another.
All competing for $1,000. Our Big Mother contest continues. Poor. And we'll open up the audio vault when we come next on the Big Show. Excuse me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.